Amen. Hallelujah. Well, without further ado, I'm going to introduce, I love his hair. I don't know why, I just love his hair, man. I just love it. I was like, man, I said, rock that hair. Man, rock it. I mean, man, just rock it. Let people look at you and like, man, hallelujah, right? We had that conversation like, man, hey, if you don't like it, cut it off, it'll grow back. I said, man, just rock it. I said, man, I don't know why it is, man. I just love your hair. I don't know what it is. Amen. But I'm going to call him up. He's going to share the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give him let's give God a praise offering. Amen. For Brother Lionel.
Good morning. How are we doing? Well, we were called to a fast. I know a lot of us don't like to hear that, especially the flesh, especially the fat people. And what it is, though, if I can just comment on that, I don't like to fast, but it's a way to tell your flesh who's in charge, right? Amen? You put a cheeseburger right there. Is that cheeseburger going to control your day? I say that because then I have a thing for cheeseburgers. And so, you know, it's tough, and it's not easy, but there is breakthrough, you know. And if the boss called it, then that's the way it should be. The Archangel Mike delivered it, so it's there. Amen. Before I get started, I'd like to start with a prayer so we can all get in line, be on track. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just give thanks for all the information that's going to be presented to us today. Amen. We want to give thanks, Father, for what you've provided for us. For what you've taken out of our path, for what you placed in our path, Father. We want to say a special prayer right now for Marty, our pastor. Strengthen him right now. Help him out there in that field, Father. Strengthen his back. Help him to bring in the wheat, Father, for the house. He's out there for a reason, and I'm here for a reason, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Woo! All right. I want to speak today about your vision. Not whether you can see 2020, but your vision for your life. When you were young, you know, all of us, we all had a vision of what we wanted to be, what we wanted to do, where we wanted to go. And if you think back, I mean, just close your eyes and think back. When I was young, we all wanted to do something exciting, and that was important to us. And then life happens, and you sort of get discouraged. But I'm here to encourage you today. Amen? Because those dreams are there for a reason. They're not just there. You don't just think of things because you think of things. The good Lord, when he made you, he put those in your heart. Amen? I know a lot of times life can take that away from us. It can discourage us. And that's the enemy's plan, to discourage you. Make you think you can't do what the good Lord has made you to do. Amen? You're made to do each and everything in that dream that you have. Now, there may be a few pieces missing. And that's the way that the good Lord wants it. He doesn't want you to have it all. He wants you dependent on him. Amen? He wants you dependent on who he's going to place in your path. And a lot of times it might be somebody who you might not, you know, get along with. You know, it might be somebody that's a different color from a different foreign soil. But it's someone that's part of his plan. Amen? When we were young, we just had a more wide open view of what was going to happen and what was supposed to happen. Oh, I was going to have kids by this time, or I was going to have my own business by this time. But it's not about his time. And it's not about your time. It's about his time. He has a plan. And a lot of us don't like his plan. Because it's different from your plan. Amen. The thing about his plan is that it's gonna happen. Amen. Because a long time ago, he had a plan for me to be a preacher. I never volunteered to be a preacher. I never signed up. I never told Marty, hey, as soon as you get a chance, put me out there, Marty had to find me. Marty had to look for me. Amen. Marty had to ask, have you seen Lionel? Because I need him to preach. And, of course, I was always hiding and ducking him and stuff like that. When we first came to the church, I had preached at the other church a little bit more. And when we came here, it kind of settled down. And I thought, all right, cool, and I guess I'm not going to be a preacher, And then the Lord started putting it on my spirit. He goes, I want you to ask Marty to preach. Huh? That's a tough one. Because it was always easier when Marty asked me to preach. Lionel, we need you to preach. Okay, cool. It's from the Lord. Got to obey. But when it's you asking to preach, you know what I'm saying? He puts you in a position to ask for something that you don't want. but he's made me to preach. Amen. He's given me a voice to speak boldly about the things I've learned. Amen. His vision. Now, when I first came to the Lord, I was a mess. I was a wreck. I didn't have it all together at all. Hello, testing. I was a wreck. And when I came to the Lord, I remember my aunt, we went to the House of the Living Bread. Remember that? We were looking for a church to go to. This was way before the House of Manna. And I remember after church, or during church, I went to, they had altar call. And then, those guys that the pastor keeps in front, I don't know, he keeps them in the back and then he throws them out front. They kind of just appear there. And then, so some stranger was praying over me and he said, I sense the spirit of evangelism on you. And I was like, shut up, what's that? Like, because evangelism, that was a big word for me back then. That was a biblical word. And it took a while for me, it would be a long time before I actually broke it down and be like, evangelism, evangelist, who is that? Isn't that guy that steals money from the church? You find him in Vegas in a red car with like two hookers or something. Is that what an evangelist is? I don't know. Amen? It was never modeled before me what an evangelist was or is. And so, and at that time, I remember, when you get saved, it's called the honeymoon era, a honeymoon stage. When you're saved, everything's beautiful, everything's nice, everything's kind of like fun, it's a vacation, I'm saved, I'm gonna live forever, I'm gonna have strength and money, right? Well, this is before the challenges, of course, amen. So at this point, we're at church, and, I'm just like, floating around, like, oh, I'm saved. And I remember Marty coming in, and he sits right behind me, and I turn to him, excited about the Lord, of course. And I said, Marty, how you doing, man? Like, we're in the house of the Lord. And he was all like, yeah. And I was like, ooh, what's your attitude, right? Ooh, gross. And what it was Marty was pregnant with the House of Manna at the time. That's what it was. His feet were swollen. He was in the last trimester of the thing. Yeah, he was crowning. He was just grumpy. He was, I could sense all of this, but I didn't know what it meant. It'd be a long time before the Lord actually revealed to me what that was. But what that was is that you had one pregnant guy over here, and then you had the other guy who'd just been saved, and he's kind of floating around over here. And then you have my poor aunt in the middle, kind of like, come on, guys, over here. We're going to get something to eat. And what that was that was a good Lord already displaying vision. Amen? It wouldn't be long before the house was birthed. And then, well then, Lionel had to preach. And that was just his vision. And this was what, seven years ago? That's how long it took. And if you'd have told me back then, like, you know, when he did, I was just like, get out of here. What do I know about the Lord, you know? And whatever I do know, what could I say? And if I just said anything, would it matter? Come on, like, what do I know about preaching? I didn't go to preaching school, you know what I'm saying? Like, but let me just tell you, when the good Lord puts it in you, you don't have to go to school for it, amen? Right? If he's made you a singer, you don't have to, you know, you don't have to have somebody teach you the, because it's already in you, amen? If you know how to write, then you know how to write. No one has to show you how to write. You may have to learn, you know, the structure. You know, someone may have to come along and show you the how to, you know, cross the I's and dot the T's and stuff like that. But for the most part, it's all inside of you. It's what he's placed inside of you. Amen? There's this really cool space movie I like. It was with Tom Cruise, they invaded Earth. You remember that one? The aliens, they come in to invade Earth, right? And they use this lightning, and there was already dug-in robots that they had put in like a long time ago, apparently before. It's fiction. I'm not quoting from the Bible or anything. But I'm going somewhere. Trust me. So the aliens had put, like, you know, these big robots there a long time ago. So whenever they came to, you know, take over the Earth, you know, they came from above, and then with lightning, they were shot into the robots, and they came out of the ground and started wreaking havoc, right? Well, in that same way, the good Lord has put something in you. Amen? And a lot of times, it stays buried, you know, because we believe that, well, you know, those, you know, the dreams I have are just dreams. You know, how can I complete them? With his help, you can complete them. Amen. Thank you for the remote. The other one was kind of getting me off. So, his vision for your life, it's a good plan. Amen. Ever since I started preaching, things have been falling into place for me. Okay? When I was reluctant, I'd much rather be sitting here being fed. You know that bird in the nest that's just like, Marty, my Marty, give me the word, Marty. You know what I mean? And everyone wants Marty to look at you and be like, you are going to be blessed when you get home. You're going to find a big bag of money. That's what we all want to hear. Amen? Amen. I'd much rather sit there and be fed. It's much harder to actually stand up here and cook a meal. Amen? It's not easy. The dreams he has for you, his vision, it's a good plan. And a lot of times we feel that we're out of our prime, that these were things that happened. You know, these are things that I should have went to college for these things. I should have done this. And a lot of times we feel we've missed the bus. Amen. And that it's too late. But the Bible says that it's in our latter years that we'll have our best. So you really can't think that your 20s were your prime or your 30s were your prime. The prime is now. Amen. Let's say that together. Your prime is now. The prime is now. Now's the time. The time he has called for you. I'm here to help breathe life into your dreams. And maybe it's a small dream of just having a family or getting family members back to church. Amen. I know if I can just step out and speak for the family, one of my dreams is just to see, you know, I already see my aunts. But I want to see my cousins, and behind them, their little, you know, snot-nosed little kids behind them. You know what I'm saying? And then cousins. Amen. That's my vision. And little by little, the good Lord is bringing that, you know, on His time. It takes a while. Remember, can I just tell you something? He doesn't time everything in minutes and gigabytes or hours. He times everything in moons. Okay? How many moons have passed? He uses a sundial. He's very slow. Okay? But His timing is good. Amen? We're the ones that are in a hurry. The prime is now. He's got a good plan. And a lot of times, we can get in the way. Amen? Whenever you purchase a device, a new phone, a new anything, a lot of times, we have to turn to the young people and say, how does this work? Amen? How do you do this? You know what I'm saying? And if we try to do it ourselves, we're just going to get in the way. Right? The young people just have a knack. They've already done it. They're already doing it. They're programmed for it. Well, that's Jesus for your situation. You know, while you're trying to program it and get it to do what you want, Jesus is just like, just give it to me. And I know exactly what do you want. You want that music? You want it as your ringtone? Come on, I got you right here. Amen. But a lot of times we get in the way because we have our plan of what we want to do. We feel that we need to go to school for this, or we need to borrow money for that. When you trust in His plan, He'll bring you resources. He'll bring you resources from places you've never imagined. Amen? That's what I'm noticing. Being blessed from people that you probably didn't even think liked you. You're probably pretty sure they don't like you, but they're blessing you anyway. Amen? He does that. He's crazy like that. Amen? His vision, way different from your vision. A lot of times we think, oh, it's over. I know I feel that way. I'm 44 years old, and I feel like just I don't really have much to look forward to. But lately, the good Lord has been revealing things to me. Amen? He wants me to work out because He wants me to handle what He's going to bless me with in the future. You know? Like, you know, being strong so I can hold my grandson. Amen? Stuff like that. His plan. Wasn't it Moses that says, but I don't speak well? And he was supposed to address millions of his people. But he stuttered. And a lot of times, the things we stutter with can discourage us. Amen? Yeah, I didn't want to be a preacher because I thought, Lord, I work in a bar. How am I going to go from the bar to church? You don't know how hard that is to go from, you know, drooling, cursing, devil-filled people to come and hang out with y'all nice folks. You know what I mean? It's just like fire and ice. You know what I mean? But it's where the good Lord has me. And I've not totally given up fighting with Him. We still wrestle, you know, and then, you know what I mean? Like, these are some things I want from you, Lionel. I'm like, well, you're going to have to catch me. Amen? Because I ain't gonna lie, I ran. I'm, you know, when the good Lord was coming to me, Lionel, I want you to ask Marty to preach. Church would end, and Marty would be talking to somebody, and I'd be like, oh, well, no, he's dealing with somebody that's very important right now, and I can't disturb that Lord. And that's what I would do. You know, it was a lame excuse, but that was what I was going with. And, but the more I lean to His will and to His understanding, the more things work out. Amen? And that's what it's about in life. when he places somebody in your path that you don't like, and he wants you to be nice to him, it's for a reason. Amen. He's placed people in my path. I had this neighbor one time. He was just so grumpy, and the Lord would be like, say hi to him. I'm like, why? Why do I got to say hi to him? All these other people in the apartment complex, they can't say hi to him. I got to be me. Hello, how you doing? He wouldn't say hi back. He would just, I would think I would hear a growl. I don't know. Maybe he didn't really growl. Okay. But it felt in my spirit like he was growling. But, and that went on for a good while. And then one day he knocks on my door and he's smiling, he's moving, and wherever he's moving, he can't take a lot of the stuff he's going. So he's just giving me his whole apartment. He goes, you want a washer? Sure. What about this chair? I'm like, okay. I mean, he gave me so much cool stuff that, I ended up like re-gifting, turning around and re-gifting. Here you go, I'm on a fan. He gave me this really cool fan. Anyway, so the thing was is that though that he had to work that out of me because I was reluctant. I didn't want to listen. I didn't want to say hi. I wanted to stay in my own blessed little bubble. Amen. Because, hey, I was content coming to church and just reaping up the blessings and, you know what I'm saying, just taking up my grace and my mercy and my health and just taking all this and leaving and then kissing my aunts. Bye, see you later. And the Lord was like, what are you doing? Are you sharing any of that with anybody? Are you taking that to work with you? Are you trying to bring somebody from work to here? And I was like, really? I mean, I'm trying. And little by little, you know, I preach now in front of y'all, but it's really nothing compared to the preaching I do out there on the one-on-one basis with people. Amen? And sometimes that can be a lot harder, you know, because you're like, you're saying these things to one person, and it helps when you say something right and somebody can say an amen and they kind of encourage you. Instead, you know, you might be looking at somebody who's just like, what do you mean blessings from above? Like, they don't understand. It's hard to understand. I still kind of don't understand it. But I follow the crowd. I go with it. You know, I see people put their hands up. I'm going to put my hands up too. I'm blessed. Amen? We follow the crowd. There's nothing wrong with that. You can still be blessed anyway. Amen? Thank you, Lord, for his mercy and his grace. Your prime is now. It's not late. It's not too late. You know, my son, a while back got into some trouble. He got a hold of some things. And I was praying really heavily that these things hadn't got a hold of him. Amen? You know, got in a little bit of trouble. And he hadn't showed any interest in going to college or anything like that. And graduated and still no, you know, mention of college. He's real smart. And that's what I wanted for him. I wanted to hear, Dad, I'm going to college to be blank. You know, I don't care what he's going to be. I mean, I do, but I want to be happy, you know. But at the same time, I want to be successful. And what is that? Is my plan. My plan for his life. And it just wasn't really, you know, I'm like, Lord, so I'll be praying. So I would pray, Lord, like, what, please keep him away from certain things. Don't let him go down no bad roads, you know. And just recently, you know, I talked to him and he's got a vision, you know, he wants to make movies. And I was like, that's awesome. You know, because you can't go to school to be a president. What school do you go to learn to be a president or a filmmaker or anything like that? There's certain jobs out there that you just are. And he wants to do. And I was so happy that he seems now has a different vigor for life. You know, I mean, he wakes up now and that's what he wants to do. And I'm happy because he's happy. You know, because I'm not going to be wondering. Cause I don't want him working at Kentucky Fried Chicken, you know, like his whole life. You know what I mean? I want him to be successful. I want him to be, you know, in charge. And the good Lord is bringing that to me. That little by little, he's going to be making films. And that's his plan. Amen? And like that, like Adam, who was just dust before the good Lord breathed life into his situation, I pray right now that the good Lord breathe life into your dreams, into the things that you're looking forward to. Amen? We all have different dreams. We all have different dreams. For some of us, it's just seeing our children grow up healthy and strong and happy. Amen? Your latter years. A lot of time, we get to a point when we feel like it's over. You know, you just hang it up. Hang up my hat. Pee on the fire. Call in the dogs because this hunt's over. That's something I heard a country guy say. But it's true. We feel like it's over. And we can't do anything. And what's going to happen? And it's been so long since I've done this and that and the other. And how can I go back to school now? And I haven't had any schooling or training for this. That doesn't matter. If that dream is in your heart, if that dream is in your mind, if it's a desire of your heart, he'll show you the track to take. But we just have to get in line. Amen? See, his plan is like, I don't know if you've ever burnt ants. You ever use anybody ever burn ants I'm talking to, you know, the delinquents of the house. You get a little, the magnifying glass and you kind of, you got to catch the sun and then you find some, you know, some poor ants to burn. Amen. Well, that's kind of like your plan and his plan. When you line up what you want to do with what he wants to do, there's power there. Amen. He can put power there. But you got to line up with him. If you're going to go off with your own magnifying glass and just, you know, go on the dark, you ain't going to have much. You need the sun. You need him. You need his power. Amen? All right. That's good. You like that one? Yeah, we like burning ants in this house. Just kidding. I know we don't. We frown upon any time of burning of ants. Okay, amen. I was just trying to illustrate. So, your prime is now. It's not too late. Amen? Say that with me. It's not too late. The time is now. For a time such as this. Amen? Marty's out there winning souls. Doing what he does. Amen? Our pastor, that's right. Doing what he does. That beautiful thing he does. That we love him for. He's out there right now, and I know he's worried about the house. I know he is, and I know he feels a little bit better with me here, but it's not going to be 100%. He's still going to be like, did Lionel show up today? Okay, cool, because, you know, because I had to close the bar down last night, and, you know, anyway. So, I don't want him to worry. He should know that while he's away, the house is strong. Amen? And it's still going to operate and function. Even for those who didn't make it today or couldn't make it today, there's still blessings for them. Amen? The good Lord's plan. Dreams he put there were for you. Amen. Let him place somebody in your path. The key is to be sensitive. When Indians would hunt, some of the best Indians would go out in front, the ones that could walk real softly, and then they put their ear to the ground so they could hear the trampling of some of the deer or elk, Amen. But you had to be sensitive. You had to quiet yourself. You had to get in a quiet place. Amen. That sort of represents meditation. Meditation, you know, can be a little 15-minute time you take out of your day where you just set aside everything. Everything. You turn off the phone. Because the Lord, trust me, the minute you want to pray, your phone's going to ring. I can guarantee you that. It happens every time I want to get in the spirit of the Lord. I just want to ring, ring. And it's nothing important. It never is. It's either a bill collector or my cousin. What are you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just nothing important. But that meditation is where you get sensitive. Is where you put your finger on the pulse of what the good Lord has for you. But you got to get quiet. Close your eyes. Breathe. And you got to feel it. Amen? And when you're in that position, and then the good Lord, you can see and hear from him more better. I know that doesn't sound, it's not very, not good English at all, but more better. You'll be able to hear from him, I promise. Amen? His plan that he has for your life, a lot of times it won't be revealed to you till later. You know, I didn't find out that the Lord wanted me to be a preacher, you know, preach the word, be an evangelist, you know, a long time. And even then, it was even longer, you know, an even longer time before I would actually do any of it. But he trained me. He put it there in me. And that same thing is in you. If you have a desire to write a book, sing a song, do anything, it's for a reason. It's for him, to glorify him. Amen? Let him breathe life into your dreams. And let him take your situation that you have. He can mold it. He can add to it, take from it. And it could be exactly what it needs to be. Amen? You're not missing anything, you know. And if you stick out, it's because he's made you unique. You know, when you're unique, you're going to be different, right? We're a different crew. I mean, we got up early to come to church. You know, how many people? There's a lot of people I know from last night that I know they ain't up early today. Amen, because I saw them. And the thing is that we can feel sometimes left out, left behind, left with no options. Lord, how am I supposed to do these things? I got no money. I got no resources. He's got all the resources. Amen. He's got the cattle on 1,000 hills. Is that how you say it? I don't know what that means. I mean, he run a steakhouse, but it means he has all the resources. Amen. And if you trust in him and line up with him, those resources will become your resources. But he's got to trust you with them. You know what I mean? I want to be rich. I want to be so wealthy that it's ludicrous. But the good Lord has to trust me with it. He's not just going to bless me with a whole bunch of money and then just, you know, go online and go do your thing. No. What are you going to do with that money? Well, some of it's going to go to helping the homeless. Well, I like that idea. That's good. All right. What are you going to do with the rest of it? I don't know. I haven't thought about it. Well, when you think about it, let me know. Amen. Till then, can you handle this little bit of money that I've given you so far? Sure. And then the bills come. What happened to the money I gave you, Lionel? It's here somewhere. Well, when you have that attitude, he can't bless you. It's like a kid. You're going to give your kid the keys to your car and the credit card and all that? No. Not unless it's a good kid, you know what I mean? The one that gets good grades. Yeah? Y'all have a good kid like that? Well, that's what it's like. You have to prepare yourself. Mature yourself. Amen? This guy, Lionel, that stands in front of you right now has not always been this mature. This is all his work. Amen? I've given my life to him, and he's made me responsible. He's made me, you know what I mean? He's taken me. We went out to eat last Sunday. I went out to eat with my family. We were at Sea Island, and I had a pile of French fries on my plate. And they were like, Lionel, you're not going to eat those? I'm like, I'm kind of full. I think I'm going to, you know, I'm going to stop right there. And they were a bit surprised, and so was I, you know, because normally them fries would be gone. But like I said, with the fast and like anything else, I had to show those fries who's in charge. Amen? I mean, I was full. I didn't want to overeat, you know. And so, but the good Lord has taken that from me because I used to have an appetite disorder. That's what it was called. That's how he revealed it to me. He goes, Lionel, you're not a fat boy. You just have an appetite disorder. Give that to me. Okay. Give that to me. Okay. And I'll make it right. You'll have a normal appetite. I'm almost there. I almost have a normal appetite like normal people, kind of, sort of. Still eat a lot, but not as much as I used to. Amen? Amen? Amen. And there are things in your lives that he can take from you. He can take from you and in its place put something good. If you're depressed, he can take that depression and put joy in its place. Amen? In fact, the Bible says that where two or more shall gather, there he'll be. And if he's here, depression can't be here. Depression has to flee in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Anxiety, out of here. All that has to flee. We serve a good God. And we have to trust in him. And that's hard to do because a lot of times we're trusting in something we can't see, we can't touch, you know what I mean? I try to tell people, you know, I go to church and I get my healing. What do you mean get me healing? Like they give medication at church? No, you just go there and receive it. Oh, how do you receive it? You just walk up and put it in your pocket? And it's hard to explain these things to people. And it's like, no, you just walk in. And you've already got it before you even left. Amen? That's hard to explain to people. But that's part of the preaching. The very definition of preaching is the interjection of truth into your situation. Amen? The interjection of truth. So if someone's telling you, you know, you have cancer, well, that might be a fact. But the truth is the good Lord has healing for that cancer. Amen? Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. I thank Lord for his vision and his plan because it's a lot better than my plan. My plan for my life, I nearly ruined my own life a while back. So I had to give it to the Lord. And I remember when somebody asked me, I've given my life to the Lord. And they're like, what does that mean? I was like, I don't know. Couldn't tell you what it means. You know, that was back then. Now I could tell you that, you know, that I've given my life to the Lord, meaning that, like, my time is his time. The money I have, it's not my money. It's his money that he allows me to have. When you change your perspective like that, things will fall in order. Amen? 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 His plan, not your plan. I know you think you got a good plan. I know you think you do. Because I know I thought I did. And I've met people, man, they got plans. Well, I'm going to have kids by the time I'm going to get married when I'm 30. I'm going to have kids when I'm 32. You know, and then life happens. Life is so unpredictable. You never know what you're going to get. Life is like a box of chocolates. I just had to because it was just, anyway, his plan. Amen. And you have to become aligned with it. Imagine train tracks. I was raised near train tracks, so I can imagine. And if you want to be on the path of the Lord, you have to be on those tracks. And those tracks don't run through normal neighborhoods. They don't go through normal paths. They have a special route. Amen. They cut through things. They go in the middle of things. They go through places where there shouldn't be no tracks. Amen. But that's what it means when the Lord has cleared a path for you. His plan. So when you come to church, you're doing what he wants you to do. When you're in church, you're hearing what he wants you to hear. Amen. You can't watch CNN and think your blessings are going to come from that. Amen. You know, I heard recently that a lot of these health clubs, they stop showing the 24-hour news because it's not healthy. It doesn't influence health. Amen. And that's actually a good thing. Because you want some good news. It's all in here. The Bible. Good news. Healing. Strength. Promises. He has so many promises for you. And not just for you, but for your children. Amen. Woo! Oh, man. I like that one. Because, see, I have a plan for my children. I wanted them to do this, that, and the other. But I've given my children to the Lord. I said, Lord, take care of them. As you've done with me. And you've proven me that you can take a wretch and breathe life into him. Amen. That's what it's about. His plan. And he's got a good plan. Don't let your plan get in the way of his plan. Amen. Where two or more shall gather, there he is. I thank him for his presence. It's in his presence that we'll feel strength, that we'll feel encouraged, and feel love. Amen. There are many characters in the Bible who never believed what God had told them in the beginning. You look at any character in the Bible, you know, they all started in a place. David was with the sheep and the sheep stuff, doing sheep things. Not truly accepting or knowing or believing that he was going to be king. How many kings do we have in this room? We're in a situation, you know, I wash dishes at work and take trash out, and I feel like David dealing with the sheep. You know what I mean? I just feel like Lord, I'm. Why am I here? Is this your plan? And I have to accept that it is for now. Until the day I'm called. To not be there. To not be where I'm at. And to be where he's called me to be in due time. Due time? Say that with me. Due time. We all got food in our fridge, and at some point it's going to go bad on the due date, in due time. And just like that, a lot of us have a due point where your blessings are due. Your healing is due. Amen. Amen. The things that are coming for you are due. Your riches Or do you ever have to call CPS and say, y'all haven't sent me a bill yet. Are you sure? Y'all have my address? You don't have to do that, do you? Because that bill's coming. You don't have to wonder if they've forgotten about you. Well, you don't have to worry about Jesus forgetting about you. Because I know a lot of times, you know, Marty can speak something in your future or in your life, and it doesn't happen right away. You know, he may tell you you're going to have a business, you're going to have this, that, and the other. Okay, that's great. And then you live life, and you're going, and you don't see it happening, and you can become discouraged because you haven't seen it yet. But all that is like with Job. The enemy has to have his chance first to discourage you. He has to have his time first to draw you away from that plan, to take you away. You have to stay firm in your decision that you're going to follow the Lord and listen to him. Amen. A lot of times when we do the GPS, we enter where we're supposed to go, right? Lord, I need to go to, you know, Olive Garden over here by Ingram. And so when you enter it, you do it. And there's a moment while you're traveling that the GPS doesn't talk to you. And it only talks to you when you get off of course, right? But you don't know while you're going straight, I'm on course, but I'm not really receiving any confirmation that I'm on the right track. Amen? You may have somebody tell you a good thing here and there, but you want to hear from God like you are doing good. You know, I wanted to hear this morning, Lionel, you are preaching the word exactly like I wanted you to preach. Amen? Like, I have doubts. I had doubts that, am I ready? Am my nose long enough? Am I going to say exactly what I'm supposed to say, Lord? And if I start thinking on those things, if I start dwelling on those things, then I'll convince myself I'm not ready. I mean, I'll talk myself out of it. I'm not ready. I can't do it. No, you're ready to go. And you're ready to do. Amen? The good Lord has called you for a time such as this. Your prime is now. It hasn't passed. It's in your future. And it's in your future that you'll begin to see the Lord reveal to you his plan for your life. Amen? His dream. Your dream. Aligned to do what he wants you to do. And it's a good plan. And it involves everything. Everything is covered. From breakfast, lunch, and dinner, to the AC, to the funds that will be needed, to the people that will help you to bring in the harvest. Amen? And these are the things we dwell on. Oh, well, how can I do it? I don't have this. You don't need it. If you look to him first, look to him first. While you're looking to him, he'll bring it to you behind you. Amen? And when you turn, you're like, oh, hey, oh, you're here to work for me? Oh, great, because I need some help. Amen. I need some help. All right. Well, I think I'm going to end it there. I feel it's a good place to wrap it up. Your dreams, they're not over. Let the good Lord breathe life into those dreams. Amen. Dream on. Dream on. That's not a gospel song, but if you can walk out of here humming that, dream on. Amen? And let me just pray for the ones that aren't here, that when you go home and you touch the people closest to you, that some of that fire jumps off and they begin to dream. Amen? Let's just pray right now. Heavenly Father, I pray that whoever I come in contact with, whether it be a family member or a friend, if I shake the hand of a stranger, that their dreams be renewed, revamped, refurbished, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray this, Father. Amen. All right. Thank you.
That was good, amen. You know, don't get me wrong, okay? I don't want this to come out wrong. But to me, I hope you received it because I did. If you received it, praise the Lord. I mean, but my concern is not whether I received it at this point, because that was for me, for real. It really was, because, you know, and I didn't, me and Michael were having a conversation in the back about rifles and scopes, and I didn't tell him, but man, God was like stirring it up in me, because look, we have to understand, we don't adjust the scope to the gun. We adjust the gun to the scope. Okay? We were talking, and you know, I have another friend that told me about the different scopes on, you know, on the rifles, and he says, well, just switch it out, right? And to me, it was like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't change the gun. Right, Michael, we were talking about it. And it makes, this was like on point. You have to be aligned. We have to be aligned. Because sometimes we want to adjust the scope to the gun. Right? It doesn't matter what scope you change, the gun is still the same. We, the gun, have to adjust to the scope. The bullet is not going to hit on target if the scope is not in line. Amen? It's important, because being in line with his will, being in line takes a focus, right? You know, you remember the little kids when they're, I remember they used to like this. Y'all remember that in the hallways, right? Single file, right? Somebody stepped out of line, the teacher knew. It's like she had eyes in the back of her head. And she would get back in line, and we're like, oh, right? But see, we have to understand that we're not making Pastor Martyites or Pastor Benyites or Lionelites. And what I mean by that, because you know how you have the Hittites, the Amorites, right? We're not making clones. Right? You are you. But be in line. That's what I love about God, is that the things about God is that sometimes they just don't make sense, right? You got to be first to be last, right? Right? It just doesn't make first. Get a hold of your life, but it's not your life. What? Right? Like he was saying, like, just receive them. Like, how do you receive them? Blessing from above. Is there a bar on the second floor too? You know? Right? It's just, man, what a perfect place, bro. What a perfect place you're in to hear the voice of the world. Because that's where the world spends a lot of their time. Right? We're so, religion tells you, oh, Ave Maria Purísima, no. Right? No, it's, man, that's where the hurting are. If God was not in the bars, man, I wouldn't be here. I can honestly say, because it's in the bar that God told me, is this all you want? Is this where you want to be? Is this it? Same people? Same faces? Same music? Same places? Same routine from this one to this one to that, right? Come on, am I speaking truth this morning? And it's in that place. Man, you evangelize wherever you are. Where you work does not determine who you are. Amen? And that's for everybody, man. Hear the voice of the world. How are we going to know? How are we going to know what the world is saying if we don't listen? If we're not aligned with God said, be here. No, but this is not where I should be. I should be, God said, no, right here. Right here. Like he said, David was with the sheep, but there was a process. When David was with the sheep, he was learning to worship. He was doing this. Then God called him, okay, it's warrior time. Join the army. Fight, right? But you can't go from a worshiper to the king. There's that process, worshiper, warrior, king. Three phases. There has to be a point in our life where worshiping, okay, God is like, man, I love your worship, but That's it. Go. Get them. Bring them. Fight. Bring them in. Amen. I don't know who that was for. Amen. You're in the perfect place, bro. Man, it's where they hurt. It's in there. It's in there, the pain in the faces. What a better place. Hallelujah. Let's stand, amen. In alignment with his will. In alignment with his will. We cannot adjust if there is no focus, if there is no scope on the rifle. We don't know where we're shooting. We don't know what we're shooting at. We can't see the bullet. Our whole lives we go adjusting to what somebody else says. An alignment that somebody else gives us. Who we should be, how we should act, what we should wear. But I just feel the Spirit of the Lord, He wants you to break open. Break out of the shell that we're in. To be who He called you to be. In the method and the way that He called you to do it. I want to do this. I want everybody to come up, please. I want everybody to come up. There's a stirring in the spirit right now. That there's dreams that have been forgotten. There's hopes that have been missed. Targets that have been missed. And it takes a lot to realize, you know, sometimes we just accept it that, you know, that's not me no more. Amen. I used to dream that way. I used to hope that way. I used to want to do that. But it's not that we've forgotten the message. We suppressed it. We don't think like we can do it anymore. We think that's not us anymore. But I thank God, man. God is so good that God keeps reminding you it is in there. It's still in there. I pray for a stirring of our spirits right now. A stirring of our spirits. Father, in the name of Jesus, every hand lifted up. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Stir it once again, my God. Remind us that even as a child, my God, how we wanted to do great things, Father. But the ways of this world, my God, has just suppressed it. So much so, my God, that we've accepted it. And I pray, Father, right now for a stirring in our spirits, my God, that we align to your will. We align, my God, to your way. That when your spirit speaks, my God, that even in that small, still voice, my God, that we're so close to you, that all you have to do is just whisper our orders, my God, and we will go. That we worship you, my God, in spirit and in truth, Lord. Help us to dream once again, my God. Help us to think for, or even think for ourselves once again, my God. Not what the world says, my God. Not even what we say, Father God, but remind us of what you've called us to be, of who we are. That the places we work at, my God, even the people that we speak to, my God, do not determine who we are. But, Father God, that we are the light, my God. And in the midst of darkness, my God, when even with one candle, my God, can be noticed for miles, I pray, Father God, that we, Father God, be noticed only because it's your will. Only because it's you, my God. Father God, some of us have been last. But I pray, Father, that you make us first, my God. Some of us, my God, have been at the bottom, but I pray, Father God, that you raise us to the top. Solely for your honor and for your glory, my God. That you help us to see beyond our failures. You help us to see beyond our mistakes, our hang-ups, our fallbacks, my God. Our trip-ups, our missteps, we've had them, Father, and I pray, my God, and it's only because of your grace that we are here, my God, and we're able to say that we survived it. But I pray for your mercy even more, my God, that you help us, Father God, to even think more of ourselves, my God. That we're able, Father God, to surpass what the world says who we are. Who we say we are, who family says we are, my God, even who the enemy says we are. I pray for your grace, my God, each and every person this morning. But it's not too late. It's not too late to speak to that person. It's not too late. It's not too late to do your will, my God. Even if it's for a couple of days, a couple of hours, my God, we align up with your will, Father. We stand in line, Father God. Help us to get back in line. Help us to get back in step, my God. Help us to get back in sync, my God, with you. I thank you.